श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत एस एस ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य श्रील हरदास ठाकुर के, जो प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन वृंदावन मथुराधाम के, जो मायापूर्ण उदित धाम के, जो पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम के, कलिग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन के, जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंद, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी. हरे कृष्ण. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 11 द चाइल्डहुड पास टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्ण टेक्स्ट नंबर्स 36 एंड 37. 36 वृंदावनम गोवर्धनम यमुना पुलिनानि च विक्षासित उत्तमा प्रीति राम माधवयोर् नृप. वृंदावनम गोवर्धनम यमुना पुलिनानि च विक्षासित उत्तमा प्रीति राम माधवयोर् नृप. वृंदावनं गोवर्धनं यमुना पुलिनानि च विक्षासित उत्तमा प्रीति राम माधवयोर् नृप.
Ladies,
word by word meaning. Vrindavanam, the place known as Vrindavan. Govardhanam, along with Govardhan Hill. Yamuna Pulinane Cha, and the banks of the river Yamuna. Viksha, seeing this situation. Asit, remain or was enjoyed. Uttama Priti, first class pleasure. Rama Madhavayo, of Krishna and Balram. Nripa, O King Parikshit. Translation: O King Parikshit, when Ram and Krishna saw Vrindavan, Govardhan and the banks of the river Yamuna, they both enjoyed great pleasure. Text 37. There is no purport, so we'll continue. Translation and purport: in this way, Krishna and Balram, acting like small boys and talking in half broken language, gave transcendental pleasure to all the inhabitants of Braj. In due course of time, they became old enough to take care of the cows. Purport: as soon as Krishna and Balram were a little grown up, they were meant for taking care of the cows. Although born of a very well-to-do family, they still had to take care of the cows. This was a system of education. Those who were not born in Brahmana families were not meant for academic education. The Brahmanas were trained in a literary academic education. The Kshatriyas were trained to take care of the state, and the Vaishyas learn how to cultivate the land and take care of the cows and calves. There was no need to waste time going to school to be falsely educated and later increase the number of the unemployed. Krishna and Balaram taught us by their personal behavior. Krishna took care of the cows and played his flute, and Balaram took care of agricultural activities with a plow in his hand. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadam Aiham Tadati Swapadantikam. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate. Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Vancha Kalpatarupascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण। सो इन दिस टू वर्सेस Shukadeva Goswami is continuing to explain the wonderful activities of Krishna and Balaram, how Nanda Maharaj and all the residents of Gokul Mahavan, they decided to go to Vrindavan because they saw that there had been many calamities, and Krishna and Balaram, they were in danger, and it is also discussed previously that in order to protect this place, that was also one wonderful point some of the devotees brought out, that they wanted to protect that place also. They thought that maybe because of we are staying at this place, we are getting a lot of atrocities, difficulties. So even they wanted to protect the place, so they decided to move to other place, and they went to Vrindavan. And there was a vivid description of how they travel on the bullock carts, and that description is wonderfully given by Kavi Karanapur in Anand Vrindavan Champu, how different analogies have been given, how this retinue, the complete group, how they are going, how they look like. They stay on the banks of Yamuna River, and even although they stay at one night, they erect all the tents, they create marketplaces and everything. So they had a wonderful, some kind of yatra management system, that they could manage such a big group. It was like a huge village was moving from one place to another. And there were not just people, but there were animals and so many other paraphernalia was there. And then next day they cross the river Yamuna. And there are also wonderful pastimes Krishna and Balaram are performing. And here Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that when Krishna and Balaram, they were very young that time, they saw Vrindavan, Govardhan and the banks of the river Yamuna, and they were very happy to see all this, because being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they had certain plans in the future to perform wonderful pastimes, and they were coming to their these wonderful places, Vrindavan, Govardhan. And we can see that these places, Vrindavan and Govardhan, Yamuna, and so many places, Krishna and Balaram had performed their wonderful pastimes. And our acharyas explained that there have been almost like 137 important forests and all. And amongst that, they have listed 12 important forests. And the foremost, the topmost is Shri Vrindavan Dham. And it is explained that superior to Mathura is Vrindavan. Because the Supreme Lord performed wonderful pastimes there. And in Vrindavan also, Shri Govardhan. Because it was lifted by Lord Krishna on his smallest finger of the left hand. So therefore, Govardhan is considered to be more higher. And of course, Srila Rupa Goswami goes on to explain that how Shri Radhakund is the higher place in Govardhan because of the wonderful pastimes of Shri Shri Radha Krishna. So these places, Vrindavan and Govardhan, are very important even for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he, after taking sannyas, he so much wanted to go to Vrindavan. And many times his associates, they didn't allow him to go. But later on when he went also, he was so much absorbed, particularly at place Imlital, he was so much absorbed in thinking of Krishna that his body complexion became bluish. So this is very important, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave Govardhan Shila and Guncha Mala to Raghunath Das Goswami. And in that way, he gave the worship of Shri Shri Radha Krishna. And in that way, he worshipped this Govardhan Shila as not different from Lord Krishna. And in our parampara also, Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara, devotees worship Govardhan Shila as non-different from Lord Krishna. And some temples, they place this Govardhan Shila on altar. In Sri Mayapur Dham, we can see that there is a huge Govardhan Shila they worship. So it is very important to see these places from the transcendental vision. From the eyes of scriptures, we need to see this. Otherwise, it may appear to be an ordinary mountain or the pebbles or the rocks of Govardhan may appear to be ordinary stones. But one should not mistake that. One should know that they are not different from Krishna. Because when Krishna also lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 continuous days and nights, he lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days. And afterwards, he placed it and he allowed all the residents of all these residents of Vrindavan, that place, to perform Govardhan Puja. And he himself manifested in a wonderful transcendental form. And that shows that Lord Krishna is not different from Shri Govardhan Dham. And this Govardhan is explained by gopis who are the topmost devotees, they are glorifying Govardhan as Haridasa Varya. They are saying that this Govardhan is the great devotee. Because this Govardhan, earlier it was a very big mountain. But now, because of the influence of age of Kali, it is reducing in size. I mean, earlier it would have many waterfalls, wonderful lakes, ponds, trees, which would give juices like mango juice and honey. So many ways this Govardhan would serve Lord Krishna and Balaram in their wonderful pastimes. Caves, places to take a rest. Even though the rocks, some rocks would be very flat where people could easily take a rest. That's how Govardhan was fulfilling the desire of all the devotees there. And some rocks would reflect light. They were so, like, they were like mirrors. They would reflect lights. And even people could use that as mirrors. And there had been lot of jewels and all different things. Govardhan was supplying all these things. And it is said that the grass of Govardhan had wonderful qualities. And it had a wonderful flavor. It was had wonderful fragrance. It was very soft. And it would, by eating that grass, the cows would give wonderful milk. Dugdha Vardhak, they could produce a lot of milk. So even the grass of Govardhan had so many wonderful qualities. And in this way, this Govardhan serves the Supreme Lord. Therefore, this Govardhan is considered to be a great devotee. Although it is not different from Supreme Lord, but in one capacity he serves the Supreme Lord as a servant. So Krishna and Balaram, they are observing this Govardhan, Vrindavan, and the banks of river Yamuna. So in this way they are taking great pleasure. And Srila Prabhupada in the next verse explains that in this way Krishna and Balaram, acting like small boys and talking in half broken language, gave transcendental pleasure to all the inhabitants of Braj. In due course of time, they became old enough to take care of the cows. So, in this way, I mean, Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that they were like small children. They were speaking in a very half-broken language. And the inhabitants of Braj, Vrindavan, they were very happy to hear those words, broken words. And in due course of time, they became old enough to take care of the cows. So now Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that how the little he is going little fast, is explaining that now they are grown up, and when they were grown up, they were given charge of the cows. And they had to take these cows for herding, and they were taking care of these cows because they were still young. They were not given charge of the cows, but they were given charge of the cows. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada brings out wonderful points, actually, that how Krishna and Balaram, they were Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this past time, they had taken birth in the family of Vaishyas, mercantile families. So, it is explained in Bhagavad Gita that Krushi Goraksha Vanijam, Vaishya Karma Svabhavajam, that Krushi Goraksha, these are the two activities. Krushi means agriculture. Goraksha means cow protection. These two activities are the activities of Vaishyas, or the mercantile business type of people. And these two activities are quite important to understand in the complete economic system of society, that these two activities can sustain the all economy. If it is considered deeply, one can understand that ultimately we need food to eat. Srila Prabhupada also in his purport explains that what is the material prosperity? Material prosperity means one should have sufficient food to eat. That is the real prosperity. If there is, there may be enough money, but the food items are in scarcity, still people will not be happy. They'll be in great anxiety. So therefore, the real prosperity is that one has abundant grains. At the time, Srila Prabhupada explains that dhanena dhanva gavaya dhana, that who is a wealthy person according to Vedic civilization is a person who has got lot of grains. Dhanena dhanva gavaya dhanva, and one who has many cows. If these two things are there, then there will not be any problem in the society. There will not be any scarcity of food. Because, of course, there have been a lot of discussions about how we simply take care of the cows. Then, all the necessities which are required for our sustenance will be supplied. And Srila Prabhupada also explains that how by milk we can produce hundreds of milk products. And in that way one can remain healthy. Physically also one can remain healthy. That's a wonderful nourishing food for the body. And some of our devotees have gone more deeper, and they are explaining that how there is a deeper connection. It is not just taking care of the cows. Just taking the milk, and that is not all in all. But cow is considered to be one's mother. And how if some even the cow becomes old, it stops giving the milk, doesn't mean that you send that cow to slaughterhouse. that is not advisable, that is not recommended. Just like your mother has become old, she is now can't do any work, doesn't mean that you send her to old age homes. You have to take care of your own mother. So in that way, one has to take care of the cows. And we can see that how by the influence of Kali Yuga, how people have gone so far away from this kind of thinking. And Srila Prabhupada is bringing out some more important points, that how Krishna and Balaram, they were born in Vaishya families, so they didn't go to schools. They were given in charge of taking care of the cows. As the according to their guna, varna, shram system, they observed that although they were the supreme lords, but still externally they observed these basic principles. And of course later on they went to the ashram of Sandipani Muni and learned all the arts that is also there. But when they were young, that time they didn't go to school. And Srila Prabhupada explains that how today's modern education system is like a slaughterhouse, spiritual slaughterhouse, because it kills the very finer sentiments at a very young age. It doesn't allow one to grow in the spiritual life, because there is no spiritual education. There is all material education. In today's world we can see that there are all children at the age of two, I saw some children came few weeks before, 2-3 years children, they had to go to school. And so much material education has been imparted. So then naturally they are going to forget. And then later on there is so much competition. And they are not allowed to think what is good, what is bad. They just go into that competition mode and it goes on till there is no end. Actually it never ends. They just go on learning things, and even after their education still there is so much competition to maintain their jobs and make the livelihood. So this material civilization, as Prahlad Maharaj explains, that it is humbug civilization. Maya sukhaya bharama udva to vimoda. Prahlad Maharaj, she was at the age of 5. And many years before, it was not recently Prahlad Maharaj has given this realization, but he has given this realization many years before. And he is explaining that what is happening, that materialistic people have created this humbug civilization. There is no truth. We cannot be happy. So this is the situation. Prabhupada gives one example that how this is a humbug civilization. He explains that in America they are producing so many cars. Every year they produce so many cars, different types of cars are producing, but there is so much traffic jam, so much traffic problems, pollutions, accidents, so many problems are created. And then from going from say New York to Boston, it may take 1 hour or something, one and a half hour. But going to the airport may take more time, because there is so much traffic jam. So then what is use actually? So therefore, people try to solve one problem, but they end up creating so many other problems. So that is how this education system is driving a person to. That it may appear everything that it is so nice, one is learning so much material knowledge, but ultimately where it is leading to? It is leading to so much chaos in the society. And then there are always threats. Always threats of insecurity, war. People are fighting, nations are fighting with each other because they have lost the focus. They have lost the focus that we need to come together, put Supreme Lord in the center and serve together. That they have lost that focus. So therefore there have been so many problems. And then what is real knowledge? Srila Prabhupada explains that the real knowledge is that which teaches the difference between matter and spirit and the controller of both. That is the real knowledge. One should know what is matter. It is not that we totally neglect matter, but we study matter and spirit both together. What is the difference between matter and spirit and the controller of both? One should know that matter is not all in all. There is higher controller, higher power beyond the matter. That is the real knowledge. So therefore, without spiritual knowledge, one cannot understand even matter properly. So therefore, spiritual knowledge is so essential. And even in the case of Arjuna, Arjuna was bewildered because he was unable to discriminate between body and soul. He at particular time he was bewildered. Of course, that is that was the divine will of the Supreme Lord that he gets bewildered, and Krishna wanted to impart this transcendental knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. But still, when he was bewildered, he was not able to discriminate between matter and spirit. So Krishna systematically explained to him that you are lamenting for the temporary. The body is temporary. Soul is eternal. This is the basic truth, fundamental. And if these things are not understood deeply, then even sometimes devotees sometimes may get bewildered, because a lot of things they construct in the mind which are based on body, bodily conception, bodily attachments, and we may
take it to be spiritual. And sometimes those material desires or material attachments are taken away, then even sometimes devotees may get bewildered that why these things are taken away from us. But one should understand that there is a higher cause which is intervening our small desire, and it is ultimately good for our ultimate. So therefore, if somebody remains focused on the spiritual platform, then one will not get bewildered. So therefore, it is very, very important that one should learn to discriminate between the body and soul, and remain focused on spiritual platform. Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America in a very famous university, MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, he asked one question to them, that where is that department which teaches the difference between body and soul, right? That so many departments, physics, chemistry, biology, and so many different departments were there. But Srila Prabhupada, he could understand the real problem, the fundamental problem of this material world. And then he was giving the solution. That is the first approach, fundamental approach that one should have, that one should be able to find out the problem first before giving the solution, right? Usually people are very eager to give solution, right? But one should be able to find out what is the problem. Then one can give the solution. So therefore, materialistic people, they are trying to give solutions after solutions, which is ultimately leading to so many problems. So therefore, it is very, very important that we realize that the real problem in the society is that they are not teaching this knowledge, knowledge of the soul. And therefore, all the foundation is based on this material body. How to maintain this material body, or create so many facilities for this material body. And ultimately, this body is going to get old, going to get disease, and ultimately, it is going to die. It is not going to remain eternally with us. But still, people try to prolong their lives. They try to do so many things to look young. But it is not going to happen. It is not going to remain eternally like that. So therefore, Lord Krishna himself tells that this body is going to get old. These are the changes in the body. They are going to occur. But the most sober person is not bewildered by such changes. Dhiras tatra namoya. That even the devotees, they are going to get old. Bodies will get old. But they know that I am not this material body. I am a spirit soul. The body is going through so many changes. So one should become more fixed up, more firm in spirituality. Otherwise, even devotees sometimes may get bewildered. Oh, I am getting old now. Nobody is going to talk with me. Nobody is going to come to me. Old, they are talking with young people. But the old devotees, they should not get disturbed. They should know that this body is changing. His body is changing, and ultimately Lord is going to look after your soul. He knows how much devotional service you have performed. And in that way, one can perfect his life. So, therefore, it is important that we remain fixed in this kind of knowledge. And as we are discussing that how this modern education system, where people are having so many problems. In fact, it is explained that because of this so much competition in the education system, even in America they have found that there is higher suicide rate amongst the young group. From the age group of 15 to 24, the suicide is the third highest cause of death in America, which is considered to be very, very advanced country. But then why students or undergraduates, they contemplate on committing suicide? They are trying to give the ultimate knowledge, material knowledge. But why this problem? Because they are they don't give this knowledge of soul, that the soul is eternal. One may be successful materially or may not be successful, but how to utilize this human form of life for the ultimate purpose, to achieving the ultimate goal of life, that has not been explained. And that is the real cause of so many problems. And therefore, students, they go to so many mental problems. And even the great universities like MIT and Cornell University also, there are higher rates of suicide. Because even they may get good education, but there is so much insecurity, whether I'll get job according to my satisfaction, according to my liking. And they think that if I don't achieve that, then I'm a failure. I failed in my life. And they then think that there is no hope in this mortal world. I cannot survive. And that's how we can see that after even SSC results or HSC results, we say that there are some news, this boy or girl has committed suicide. Why? Because they have lost hope that there is something higher in life to be achieved. And this scripture, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is giving that higher knowledge, that what is the ultimate goal of life, that one must try to achieve. The ultimate goal of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. Human form of life itself is so rare. After going through so many species, one achieves this rare human form of life. This human form of life is very rare. So one should not misuse that. One should use that for the higher cause. And when somebody uses that for the higher cause, then one will realize that there is still hope. Nothing is lost. I had to achieve my ultimate goal of life. And then this Srimad Bhagavatita, Srimad Bhagavatam, the knowledge given in these wonderful scriptures will make a lot of sense. Because at the time Srila Prabhupada explains that by transcendental knowledge one becomes perfect. By realized knowledge one becomes perfect. By transcendental knowledge one remains steady in his conviction. He has transcendental knowledge, theoretical knowledge, he will remain steady. But by academic knowledge one can get easily deluded and confused by apparent contradictions. Just academic material knowledge is not sufficient, because it will one will get bewildered because there are so many apparent contradictions in the scriptures, or even in the material education also. So therefore when one goes deeper in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, one will realize that we are not these material bodies. We are spirit soul. And soul is eternal. Ajo nitya shashvatoyam na hanyate hanyamane sharire. The soul is eternal. Even the body dies, soul is going to remain eternally. And the goal of life is to relieve that soul from the cycle of birth and death. And ultimately that soul should go back home, back to Godhead, by performing devotional service. So therefore, here Srila Prabhupada is explaining that there is no need to waste time going to school to be falsely educated and later increase the number of the unemployed. A very strong statement. It's like a challenge to the material education system. But there is no need of wasting time going to school. Some children may be happy to hear that. But that's how it was given, that those who have got a nature, the Brahminical children, they should be studying the scriptures and lead the society in that direction. Those who are having Kshatriya type of nature, they should look after the administration part of the society, give protection. Those who are having mercantile or the business type of tendencies, they should do business. And others, those who are like laborer class, they should serve all the other classes of society. So in this way there'll be a proper harmony amongst different types of people, and everyone can make progress in spiritual life. So therefore in Kali Yuga it's a very simple method Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. We don't have to give up anything, but we have to add Krishna in our life. And whatever situation one may be in, one should chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, and perfect their lives. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments? There's some question.
Hare Krishna. Hare. Thank you for such a nice class. Explain how material and spiritual, matter and spirit, there's a difference. We should be able to differentiate between both. In this verse, it explains how Krishna and Balram very pleased to see the beauty of Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yamuna, and they were extremely pleased to see the whole atmosphere. So as Krishna is not attracted by anything material, so how can you please explain how they were attracted, why were they so attracted, what is spiritual about the forest of Vrindavan, Govardhan, and the banks of Yamuna that gave so much pleasure to their heart?
Because these are not material places. Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yamuna, Krishna doesn't see anything materially. Krishna's vision is all spiritual. We may think this is material or like that, but from Krishna's point of view, everything is spiritual. So when Krishna sees Govardhan, Vrindavan, Yamuna, he is relating with his eternal abode of spiritual world. So it is not material at all. These are all his eternal places in the spiritual world. So whenever Krishna comes in this material world, he brings all his paraphernalia, everything in the material world, so that we see them. We learn to see these things also as spiritual places. This is for our purification.
What is it in Vrindavan that gives, so much pleasure to Krishna? Of course, the devotees are there, but apart from that, the forest of Vrindavan,
it's Krishna's eternal place of pastimes, and it will unfold in due course of time. Vrindavan, where Krishna performs his wonderful pastimes. So there are many things. It will come. Devotees will explain in the future. So Krishna is relating with all that. That is his eternal place. You have any question?
There is one line in the purport which says that Brahmanas, those who were not born in Brahmana families, were not meant for academic education. But in the life of Krishna only we see that when he goes back to the Vasudeva and Devaki, he was sent to the Sandipuni Muni's ashram. So taking training in all this education only. So how this statement applies?
Yeah, later on this they went, but they didn't go to school at a very young age. Not at the age of 5-6 they started going to schools. They went quite later. Maybe I think after killing Kansa and all that, 10-12 years, that time they went. But not from the very young age. Gurukula system was there, and those who were identified as Brahminical children, they were sent even at the age of 5. Brahmachari, Gurukule, Vasindanta, Guru, Hitam. So they learn the basic right from beginning of their childhood. But Krishna and Balaram, they were setting an example. Although they are the Supreme Lords, right? They are none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For them, there is no need of going to schools. But even in the material platform, they show by their own example that if we are born in Vaishya families, we need not go to schools. That's how it is explained. Only the Brahmanas were meant for education. So that
if this is followed, then a lot of problems will be solved in this society, right? But of course, things have become very difficult in Kali Yuga. Modern education system is very difficult to now reverse back. So therefore, whatever knowledge has been given in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, we need to give that knowledge to people in general and continue our mission. Okay. Any other? Another? Yes, comment or question.
Vaishnava, you said in the lecture that we should be, remember that we are not this body and we are a spirit soul. How we can always, just we heard now, how we can always remember that we are not this body, spirit soul, and act on that?
Yeah, we have to practice. We have to. His question is how we learn so many times that we are not this metal body, we are spirit souls. How to practice that, right? How to remember that every time? That will come by practice. Theoretically, we know that we are not this metal body, we are spirit souls. But when we practice it in devotional service, then we go more deeper in these aspects. And in due course of time, it will be proven. Things, when how much we are attached to devotional service, it will be proved in due course of time. Because sometimes there may be small disturbance or small challenges in our spiritual life, which are material. We tend to give up spiritual life. We try to compromise. So maybe because I am doing too much chanting or going too many times to temple, I am becoming more serious than Krishna consciousness. That's why these problems are coming. But that's not the right approach. We should know that this is our purification. And ultimately we have so much of huge baggage of our karma, previous so much. So it's getting purified. So we should be happy in one sense that some problem is coming or some disturbance is coming, and still we should remain steady in devotional service. One should not get disturbed. That is a test in spiritual life, and in that way one can make progress. Otherwise, small disturbance and one's chanting is affected, one stops coming to temple, stop associating with devotees, stop reading the books of Prabhupada, right? So therefore, one has to overcome this. One has to overcome all these anarthas. There are so many anarthas will come, so one has to overcome those. Then one can go far ahead in spiritual life. Then one will realize that yes, this is a perfect science. Science is perfect. I am not perfect. I have not reached to that platform. Therefore, I am not able to realize or perceive that perfection. But when we go higher, practicing by practice, then one will be able to relate everything. One will not get disturbed. Therefore, the very basics, that we are not this metal body, we are spirit souls, and the verses of second chapter where Lord Krishna explains the qualities of soul, we need to study that again and again. It is not that we learned second chapter many years before, now we don't have to learn. But again and again we need to make those fundamentals more strong, more fixed up. Dehinosmi nitha dehe kaumaram yonaj tatha dehantara prapti dhiras tatra namayati. Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse so many times. Again and again he was quoting. This is a fundamental, very very fundamental verse. He didn't give much higher to all those people who are coming to him. He could have given, but he realized that this is a basic problem. People even don't know this simple thing. And therefore we have to be reminded again and again that we are not this mortal body, we are spirit souls. Then we'll be able to act on the platform of spirit soul. Right? Yes. You have to say something? Okay. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.